So I moved from a little apartment that I was in for, gosh, seven, almost 8 years. I was there for a long time and it felt so comfortable to be there. My mother lives right next door to this apartment, so I kind of always had her, you know, presence to make me feel, you know, safe and like supported and like, you know, cool little stuff. Like if I needed an egg, like I could go get an egg instead of running to the store, or like, and the opposite, like if she needed something, like I could just say, well, here, you know, instead of like it being like a big extra trip. And you know, I had friends that lived in this apartment complex in the building, and we all sort of ended up like family. So it made it difficult to leave because there were so many connections. I was rooted, you know, when we have these energetic connections to all the people around us, those connections are like roots, and they root us. They make it harder to leave. They make you just it's like a stuck feeling, you know what I mean? Hold you there. And it came time for me to move because I outgrew the apartment. The apartment was too small. My family had grown. You know, I had my husband and I, we had a baby, and things had changed, right? I needed an office space. My office for my whole business was like in the living room, and then like another part of the living room was for our kids' like play area, and we had two dogs, and it was hard to take the dogs in and out with the baby being there now. And so there was just a lot of reasons why we had outgrown this particular place. And, you know, in recovery journeys, in self-development journeys, you're going to face a lot of situations that feel a lot like that, right? You outgrow something. And then you have to leave. And now that might be people, it might be places, it might be things, it might be lifestyle choices. And as you grow as a human and a spiritual being, things will fall away that aren't meant for you anymore. But you do have to make that conscious decision to exit, right? To move away, despite being heavily rooted in the things that you are leaving. Now, when I go to my mom's, like I said, she lives right next door to this apartment complex. When I go to my mom's house to see her, and I look back across the yard at the apartment building, and I look up to the one in the corner that used to be mine, it still feels a lot like mine, right? It still feels a bit like home. Like, it still kind of feels like I belong there still. Like, I almost, you know, have this instinctual, like, you know, feeling like I need to just go over there and open the door and go into my living room, right? Because it was mine before, you know, so it would still be, it still feels comfortable to think of myself being there. And the same is with recovery journeys. The same is with self-development journeys. When you leave something, it won't automatically feel like it doesn't belong to you anymore. It will take some time. You will already be in your new life, in your new way, in with new people, doing new things, in a new state of mind. And when you look back, or when you come across the old way of being, it'll be familiar. It might still feel comfortable. You might have an inclination to go on home, right? To that old home. It still feels like it belongs to you. But you have to have that moment, too, where you go, aw, well, that's cute, right? Used to be mine. But now it's time for me to go to my home now, my new home. Because that's where I am now. So, I guess, you know, when I started this story, when I began this podcast today, it was about, I was thinking about addiction recovery because I just started back working in addiction services again. So I instantly related it to addiction recovery. You know, those were so heavily rooted in our old ways of being. And it can be hard to leave. Because of all the connections that we have, because of how comfortable it feels to live in that place, in that state of mind. And when you choose to live a different way, you won't automatically feel comfortable in the new place. You won't automatically feel like all of the old stuff isn't for you anymore. So you have to walk yourself through that. You have to coach yourself through that exiting process and re-reminding yourself process of saying, that's not my home anymore. Like, that's not for me anymore. This other place is my home. This other way of being is my home. But you know, this concept holds true for so many other endings and new beginnings. Maybe you left a toxic relationship and you see that person or you think of that person and it still feels so comfortable to think of going and being with them. But you have to remind yourself, that's not for me anymore. That person's not for me anymore. There's a new person for me. Maybe you have that feeling. Maybe you switched schools and it's something super normal like that. Like, you loved your old college, but, you know, you had to switch to a new college that had the right program for the future that you want or whatever. And you felt really comfortable at that college because you really liked the teachers and the students and whatever. But now you got to go do your thing because this is for you now. This other school that had the degree program that was right for you. Endings and new beginnings are hard as fuck. Hard as fuck. I am telling you, like, change is difficult no matter what you're trying to change. Whether you're quitting bad habits, whether you're trying to heal a mental illness and you're, you know, taking a new medication. You know, let me tell you this story too. When I finally found the right depression medication for me, I actually had to do work around the fact that it felt more comfortable for me to be depressed. And I kept wanting to come back off of my medication because happiness was abnormal to me. And it was weird to feel good and feel stable all of the time. Like, isn't that crazy? Like, the fact that I came to professionals for help with a problem, and then when they helped me with the problem, I was upset that I didn't feel that problem anymore. But that was what it was, because it was unfamiliar. It was because the other thing still felt like home. It still felt like home for me to be depressed. I didn't know any other way to be. And so it's hard to face new things, even if they're better for you. It's hard to walk into the unknown, even if that unknown is better for you. And it's hard when because there's no proof sometimes, right? Well, what evidence do I have that this new thing is better? Well, sometimes we don't have any. Sometimes we have to have faith. Sometimes we have to just keep moving and say, you know, these old things are not for me anymore. And I know that, and anything has to be better. You know, whatever God has in store for me next is going to be better. But know that on the journey, on the road to better, can feel weird. It can feel abnormal. It might not automatically feel like home to have the better things. But you're worth it. You are worth having better. You're worth walking through those moments of time that are confusing, strange, awkward, and weird, and unfamiliar. You're worth walking through all that. You deserve the stuff on the other side of that. And on the other side of that's better. So, on your journeys today, as you're facing changes, I want you to remember this. It'll still feel like home to do the old things for a while, and that's okay. Just remind yourself that they're not yours anymore. And then turn and face the new things that are for you and that will serve you better in your life, because you're worth it and God loves you, and that's it. And I love you too. So, okay. So that's it for today. I hope you're enjoying this podcast. Make sure to follow me on all the other things at I Am Raquel on all of the stuff, like all of the social medias, and you can check me out at www.iamraquel.com to see all of the other things that I do, like I Am Raquel Academy, whose courses sponsor these podcasts and make it possible for me to create amazing, helpful, free content for people all over the world. So definitely check out I Am Raquel Academy. And I love you guys. All right. Bye-bye.